Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. And today's question comes in from Sean. Lindsay Perry joins us. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay, question on shoes from Sean. He says he's currently running in the New Balance 1080 V4s. He loves them, but was thinking of getting a second pair of running shoes and was thinking of looking at something a bit lighter, like perhaps the Fresh Foam, also from New Balance. His question is, should he rather get the same pair of running shoes for races and training, or can he change between the two and do a rotation?
So look, you certainly can use lighter shoes for races, and depending on the shoe itself, they will lend themselves to shorter or longer distances. So the problem with moving between the two shoes that he's talking about is that they have different heel toe drops. So you've got 8mm drop versus a 6mm drop. So that 6mm drop, I'd be comfortable for him using those as racing shoes for like anything up to 10 kilometers. But once you move into 21 and especially into the marathon, I don't think they'll provide enough support, particularly if you're doing most of your training in a shoe with a 8mm drop. Of course, if it's that one main race that you're training for in the year. So, for example, if you're training for a marathon on the 5th of December, you're quite at a performance kind of athlete going for a fast time, you could gradually build up in that racing shoe, and then use it as a once-off in that long, hard marathon, knowing that your legs are going to be shredded afterwards, but that's okay because you're getting the performance benefit out of having a much lighter shoe. And I would often do that, for example, with using something like the RC 1400. So that's a racing shoe. But it's one of the racing shoes with that little bit more cushioning. So it's very light, but it has a 10mm heel to toe drop. So I feel like my calves and my Achilles don't get take a bashing if I take it up to the marathon distance. But then they have other shoes in their range, like the RC 5000, which I would never use for more than a marathon. So definitely it's not a problem interchanging between races and your normal training shoes. Stick to the bulk of your volume in your training shoes because those will help to protect your legs a little bit, and then you get that feel-good feeling when you're running in a very light performance shoe on race day.
Brilliant. Sean, thank you. I hope that helps. Lindsay, thank you for your time today. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, just get to askcoachperry.com. That's the website to get to. You can submit it there, and who knows, we could be answering yours on the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.